Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Hello and welcome to day number 102 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today we are reading from Deuteronomy chapters 33 and 34. We get to start a new book today, Joshua. We'll be reading chapters 1 and 2. If you are following the reading guide, whether you have it in print or PDF copy, there's an introduction in there to the book of Joshua. If you don't have one, you can find one at hinterlandbaptist.com. And also, there's a link in the just podcast description, too, that you can follow to get a copy of the reading guide if you'd like to do so. In the New Testament, we will be reading from Luke chapter 11. So we're wrapping up Moses' time as leader of Israel, Deuteronomy 33. Moses gives his final blessings to the tribes of Israel before his death. Each tribe receives a specific blessing that reflects its character and future role in the nation. And the chapter concludes with praise for God and his protection and guidance for Israel. And then over to the last chapter of Deuteronomy, we read about the death of Moses. Moses is allowed to see the promised land from Mount Nebo, but he is not permitted to enter it due to the incident in Meribah. And yeah, really, his death marks the end of an era. He's quite a major Bible character. And today we begin the book of Joshua. Chapter 1 begins with God commissioning Joshua as a successor of Moses, encouraging him to be strong, courageous. Joshua is tasked with leading the Israelites into the promised land, which is no small job. But he's given assurance that God will be with him. Joshua chapter 2 tells the story of Rahab, and a prostitute in Jericho who hides two Israelite spies sent by Joshua to scout out the city in exchange for protection. The spies promise safety for Rahab and her family. And in Luke chapter 11 in the New Testament, the disciples ask Jesus, teach us to pray. And Jesus offers the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer it's sometimes called. And Jesus also addresses the accusations of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub. And Jesus condemns the Pharisees and lawyers, as he often does, for their hypocrisy and legalism. And he points out that they burden the people without offering true insight into the kingdom of God. And so let's go to our reading, starting Deuteronomy 33, chapter 1. It says, this is a blessing which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. He said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose from Seir to them. He shone from Mount Paran. He came from the 10,000s of holy ones. At his right hand was a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sat down at your feet. Each receives your words. Moses commanded us a law, an inheritance for the assembly of Jacob. He was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few. This is for Judah, he said. Hear the Lord, the voice of Judah. Bring him in to his people. With his hands he contended for himself. You shall be a help against his adversaries. About Levi, he said, your Thummim and your Urim are with your godly one, whom you proved at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah. He said to his father and his mother, I have not seen him. He didn't acknowledge his brothers, nor did he know his own children, for they have observed your word and keep your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Lord, bless his skills, accept the work of his hands, strike through the hips of those who rise up against him, of those who hate him, that they not rise again. About Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord will dwell in safety by him. He covers him all day long. He dwells between his shoulders. About Joseph, he said, his land is blessed by the Lord for the precious things of the heaven, for the dew, for the deep that couches beneath, for the precious things of the fruit of the sun, for the precious things that the moon can yield, for the best things of the ancient mountains, for the precious things of the everlasting hills, for the precious things of the earth in its fullness. the good will of him who lived in the bush. Let this come on the head of Joseph, on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. Majesty belongs to the firstborn of his herd. His horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them, he will push all the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim. They are the thousands of Manasseh. About Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They will call the peoples to the mountain. There they will offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas, the hidden treasures of the sand. About Gad, he said, he who enlarges Gad is blessed. He dwells as a lioness and tears the arm and the crown of the head. He provided the first part for himself, for the lawgiver's portion was reserved for him. He came with the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness of the Lord, his ordinance with Israel. About Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's cub that leaps out of Bashan. About Naphtali, he said, Naphtali, satisfied with favor, for the Lord's blessing possesses the west and the south. About Asher, he said, Asher is blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brothers. Let him dip his foot in oil. Your bars will be iron and bronze. As your days, so your strength will be. There is no one like God, Jeshurun, who rides on the heavens for your help, in his excellency on the skies. The eternal God is your dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He thrust out the enemy from before you and said, destroy. Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine. Yes, his heavens drop down dew. You are happy, Israel, who is like you, people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, the sword of your excellency. Your enemies will submit themselves to you. You will tread on their high places. Deuteronomy 34. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah. That is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land of Gilead to Dan and all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh and all the land of Judah to the western sea and the south and the plain in the valley of Jericho and the city of palm trees to Zoar. The Lord said to him, this is a land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your offspring. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the Lord's word. He buried him in the valley in the land of Moab opposite Beth Peor. But no man knows where his tomb is to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his strength gone. The children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days until the days of weeping in the mourning for Moses were ended. Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. The children of Israel listened to him, and he did as the Lord commanded Moses. Since then, there has not arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And all the signs and the wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand and in the awesome deeds which Moses did in the sight of all Israel. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go across this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, even to the children of Israel. I have given you every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, as I told Moses, from the wilderness to this endless Lebanon, even to the great river and river Euphrates. All the land of the Hittites to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the middle of the camp, and command the people, saying, prepare food, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess. Joshua spoke to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God gives you rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall live in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall pass over before your brothers, armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them, until the Lord has given your brothers rest as he has given you, and they have also possessed the land which the Lord your God gives them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and possess it, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan towards the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, all that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we listened to Moses in all things, so will we listen to you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and does not listen to your words and all that you command him shall himself be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Chapter 2. Joshua, the son of Nun, secretly sent two men out of Shittim as spies, saying, go view the land, including Jericho. They went and came into the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and slept there. The king of Jericho was told, behold, men of the children of Israel came in here tonight to spy out the land. Jericho's king sent to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered into your house, for they have come to spy out all the land. The woman took the two men and hid them. Then she said, yes, the men came to me, but I didn't know where they came from. About the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, the men went out. Where the men went out, I don't know. Pursue them quickly, you may catch up with them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax, which she had laid in the order on the roof. The men pursued them along the way of the fords of the Jordan River. As soon as those who pursued them had gone out, they shut the gate. Before they had lain down, she came up to them on the roof. She said to them, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard from the Lord, dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there wasn't any more spirit in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on the earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's house and give me a true sign, and that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brothers, and my sisters, and that all that they have, and will deliver our lives from the death. The men said to her, our life for yours, if you don't talk about this business of ours, and it will be when the Lord gives us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she lived on the wall. She said to them, go to the mountain, lest the pursuers find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers are returned. Afterward, you may go your way. The men said to her, we will be guiltless of this your oath, which you've made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, tie this line of scarlet thread in the window, which you used to let us down. Gather yourselves into the house of your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. It will be that whoever goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head and will be guiltless. Whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on your head, if any hand is on him. But if you talk about this business of ours, when we shall be guiltless of your oath, which you have made us to swear, she said, let it be as you have said. She sent them away and they departed. When she tied the scarlet line in the window, they went and came to the mountain and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had returned. The pursuers sought them all along the way, but didn't find them. Then the two men returned, descended from the mountain, crossed the river, and came to Joshua, the son of Nun. They told him all that had happened. They said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land melt away before us. Luke chapter 11. When he finished praying in a certain place, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. He said to them, which of you, if you go to a friend at midnight and tell him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within will answer and say, don't bother me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give it to you. I tell you, although he will not rise and give it to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as many as he needs. I tell you, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and it will be opened to you. For everyone who seeks, who asks, also receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, you won't give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, you won't give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? He was casting out a demon, and it was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said he casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Others testing him sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. A house divided against itself falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub, but if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do you or children cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if I, by God's finger, cast out demons, then God's kingdom has come to you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his own dwelling, his goods are safe. But when someone stronger attacks him and overcomes him, he takes from him his whole armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. He who is not with me is against me. He who doesn't gather with me scatters. The unclean spirit, when he has gone out of the man, passes through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will turn back to my house from which I came out. When he returns, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes 7 other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man becomes worse than the first. It came to pass, as he said these things, a certain woman out of the multitude lifted up her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. But he said, on the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. When the multitudes were gathering together to him, he began to say, this is an evil generation. It seeks after a sign. No sign will be given to it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For even as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so the Son of Man will also be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and will condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, one greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up in the judgment with this generation and will condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, one greater than Jonah is here. No one, when he's a little lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a stand that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, your eye is good. Your body is also full of light. But when it is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, see whether the light that is in you isn't darkness. If therefore your body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly full of light, as when the lamp with its bright shining gives you light. Now as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. He went in and sat at the table. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed himself before dinner. The Lord said to him, now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the platter, but your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. You foolish ones, didn't he who made the outside make the inside also? But give for gifts to the needy those things which are within, and behold all things which will be clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, but you bypass justice and God's love. You ought to have done these, and not to have left the other undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seats in the synagogues and the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like hidden graves, and the men who walk over them don't know it. One of the lawyers answered him, teacher, in saying this, you insult us also. He said, woe to you, lawyers also, for you load men with burdens that are difficult to carry, and you yourselves won't even lift one finger to help carry those burdens. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. So you testify and consent to the works of your fathers, for they killed them and build their tombs. Therefore, also the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you look away the key of knowledge. For you took away the key of knowledge. You didn't enter into yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered. As he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be terribly angry and draw many things out of him, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, and they might accuse him. Well, there's our reading for today, quite a bit of reading, a lot of ground covered. A couple thoughts, devotions, meditations for today. Moses is a major character in the Bible, obviously one of the most major characters. Consider his legacy as we come to the end of his leadership role in Israel, the end of his life. What lessons can you learn from his life in leadership that can be applied in your life? And Rahab, Rahab's story is one of faith and redemption. What does her inclusion in this narrative, or how does her inclusion in the narrative challenge your view of insiders and outsiders and God's plan? And reflect on the elements of the Lord's Prayer and consider how you incorporate each in your own prayer life. When Jesus speaks to the Pharisees in Luke chapter 11, he's pretty harsh in the way he criticizes them. How do you ensure that your religious practice brings you closer to God and helps you serve others rather than becoming empty rituals? Because that's something that can happen to any of us. If you would like to do so, here's an idea for further study today. Examine the life and leadership of Moses, focusing on his relationship with God, his successes, and his failures as well. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word.